Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we racing Yahweh, come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we racing Yahweh, come on. From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart, so Yahweh.
I wanna go home.
wicked, I won't get down now. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. Yeah, I'm on the go home. I want to go home.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, all I'm going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah, the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King, he's our Judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for giving us another great opportunity to come before you, to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. Again, today we will be dealing with the seven wonders of Yahweh. They're not like the seven wonders of the world, where they will have great monstrous monuments built in their names. No, they're not like that. They're not these Grand Canyons that you will fly over. No, that is not the great wonder of Yah. But the wonders of Yahweh are those that he will use as signs and wonders for his people as well as the world. And many of our people as well as the world are not aware of these wonders. You know they're not aware of them because they do not talk about these wonders. We brought to your attention the very first wonder of Yahweh and had all the people in the scriptures. Why would he be number one? Who is this first wonder? Well, that is none other than King David. But you'll never know he's a wonder if you don't even know what a wonder is. A wonder is some type of miracle, some type of great thing that Yahweh would do with an individual. Matter of fact, if you look in the book of Psalms, just show you this. The book of Psalms. That's where we're going to start talking about these great wonders. I'll do a quick review, and we're going to get right into the third wonder of Yahweh, which is Abraham. But in the book of Psalms 96, I want you to see this. And you can follow along. And if we're moving too fast, you just write the scripture down. And I'll try to repeat everything to you. In the book of Psalms 96, and watch what it says. I'll start at the very first verse. Oh, sing unto Yahweh a new song. Sing unto Yahweh all the earth. Yahweh is the only Elohim that will have the earth sing to him, that will have instruments made to him. And who do you think sung songs to him? A instruments to him that one might sing to him. Yeah. His servant, his wonder, King David. This who did that. Who you think wrote almost 50% of the songs that we read today? Watch what it says. Sing unto Yahweh. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. And all people can hear us today. And what are they hearing? They're hearing what we are declaring to you this week. The wonders of Yahweh. And you'll see how great this David was according to the scriptures. But I still want you to understand what is a wonder. You know how you had some of these people and they will make songs and their songs will go platinum just making one song. But then everything else they make, it wasn't nothing. And they will call them one-hit wonders. Well, this is no one-hit wonder at all. It is a one-hit wonder because there was no man like this man. This is the only man in the scriptures where Yahweh said, this is a man after my own heart. You must be a special man after the heart of Yahweh. And this is what he said about David. So you notice David, when he began to sing and pray and write songs about the Most High, he knew exactly what he was doing because this was a man after his own heart. He would design and make and form the various instruments that will make music to Yahweh. And why? Because he was a man after his own heart. And watch what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. And that's not even the greatest thing about this David. You would think that is the greatest, but it is not. And I'm going to show you the greatest thing about King David. And what make him wonder, miracle child number one. But in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, watch what it says. And I'm going to read starting at the 16th verse. And little people don't understand this. Watch what this is. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. And I will wait upon Yahweh that hides his face from the house of Yaakov. And I will look for him. And watch this 18th verse. It says, behold, I and the children whom Yahweh has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from Yahweh of hosts, which dwells in Mount Zion. And what is Yahweh letting us know? Little the world know, the signs and the wonders the world should be looking for is Israelites. And amongst the Israelites. Yahweh has chosen a special, select, peculiar few that he was used as signs and wonders. And again, what is a wonder? That is some type of miracle. And what is a sign? Some type of light, beacon, thing that Yahweh has used so that you can be able to see, so that you can be able to know. And David was this number one sign. Now, why was he this number one sign? This number one wonder. It could have been anybody. We know it wasn't JC, because Yahweh never mentioned JC out of his mouth at all. They talking about somebody being in the grave 3 days and three nights and rising again. First of all, he wasn't, according to the New Testament, he wasn't even in the grave 3 days and three nights. And all the things he was to return to do never happened. And Yahweh never even spoke this man's name, not one mumbling time out of his mouth. But all over the scriptures, you will hear about this David. But let me show you the greatest thing about him, the number one thing about him, and the very thing that make him wonder, number one. And he is a sign to our people. Not only in the past, today, and in the future. And watch what it says in the book of 2 Samuel, the 21st chapter. Speaking about the seven wonders. And I'm just doing a quick review to show you all how we get to wonder number three. And nobody teaching Yahweh's wonders, because no one even knows Yahweh's wonders. In the book of 2 Samuel, the 21st chapter, watch what is said about David that you will never read about anyone else in the book. No individual was this said about. In the book of 2 Samuel 21, and I'm going to start reading at the 15th verse. This is what it says. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down, and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines. And David grew faint. And this had never happened. Anytime David went out to war, he never grew faint. Never happened. Watch what happens. And Ishbi-benob, which was one of the sons of the giants, the weight of his spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight. And he, being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, helped him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David swore to him, saying, "You shall go no more out with us to battle, that you quench not the light of Israel." In other words, what were they saying about David? They said, "Look here, man, you can't go out with us no more, because if something happened to you, David, then the light of Israel is gone." And this is what this man was, not only to Israel, but you're going to see how this man is the light of the world. And the very first thing Yahweh would do in the world is let there be light. Because without light, how can one even see what they're doing? And David was this light. So much light David was. Watch what it was prophesied about him in the book of Numbers, the 24th chapter. This is the only individual that was called the light of Israel. In the book 24. Watch what it says. And we're going to start reading in the book of Numbers 24 at the 16th verse. And watch what it says. He has said, and this is a prophecy, well before the man that you know of as David. He has said, which heard the words of Elohim and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. I see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not near. There shall come a star out of Yaakov, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheph. Edom shall be a possession. Syria also shall be possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do violently. Out of Yaakov shall come he that shall have dominion, shall destroy him that remains of the city. There was no man, period, that united Israel, destroyed the enemies of Israel, and ruled Israel like David. He was prophesied to come. But what was he called? The scripture says there shall come a star out of Yaakov. So I can understand why people are talking about the star David. Because he is that star. And what is a star? All the star, according to the scriptures, all the star is light. Yahweh said he made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. And he was called star because he was the light of Israel. And light is number one. That's number one. And light represents Yahweh's word. And this is a man that represented Yahweh's word in the essence of what Yahweh wanted represented. How do we know he represented Yahweh's word? The very thing this man sung about, talked about, prayed about in all his songs was Yahweh's word. And I just show you this and we go to wonder number two. Watch what David was saying in Psalm 1. Just so you can see, what I'm telling you is the truth. This man was the light of Israel. And all this man talked about was the word of Yahweh, the laws of Yahweh, testimonies of Yahweh. In the book of Psalms 1, which was written by David, the very first verse. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But watch what he says. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh know the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. This is what this man talked about. This is what this man sung about. This is what this man was about, which make him wonder number one. He was a miracle child who slew Goliath, a miracle child who took down a bear and a lion with his own hands. He was a miracle child whom Yahweh said will live forever. But then Yahweh didn't stop with just one miracle and just one wonder. Again, he said, according to the scriptures, me and my children offer signs and wonders in Israel. Isaiah wasn't just talking about himself. He was talking about a very important, peculiar, select seed of Israel that will be signs and wonders to the world and to Israel. I know you think we should be looking at Iran. I know you think we should be looking at Russia and the state of Israel, or whether the dollar is going to fall or not, or China or Korea. These people, that's not going to tell you nothing. Looking at them is not going to teach you world affairs. Israel is the sign and the wonders of the earth. That's who you must concern yourself with. Which brings me to wonder number two. And who is that? Well, that's none other than, as you heard last night, a man called Moses. And this man, Moses, was so great. Such a miracle child. This is the man that Yahweh will use to bring his name to the whole entire earth. Yes, Yahweh will bring his name to individuals, but this is the man that Yahweh entrusted his name with so that the whole world, so that the whole earth would know his name. Who you think wrote the book of Genesis? Abraham didn't write Genesis. Adam didn't write Genesis. Enoch didn't tell his own story in Genesis. Joseph didn't tell his own story in Genesis. Moses told their story. Who do you think told the story in Exodus? You think it was Aaron? You think it was Pharaoh? This was Moses who told the story in Exodus. And what about Leviticus? You think that was the priest who told the story of the Levitical priesthood? No, that was Moses. And what about Numbers? During the time of Exodus, you think Joshua told that story? You think Caleb told that story? No, that was Moses. And how would Moses know the past? How would he know the present? And how would he know the future? Because of Yahweh. And how would Yahweh let Moses know these great things since he's wonder number two? These are wonders that we're speaking about. And a wonder and a miracle can tell you things even though they weren't even there. Even though they didn't even live during the time of Enoch or Enos or Methuselah. Watch what the Creator say about this one number two. in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. We're talking about Yah's seven wonders. I know you thought they were some type of monument. Maybe you thought it was the Trump Tower. That's no wonder at all. That's a man that just built something big and put his name. That's not a wonder. You probably thought it was Michael Jordan. He's no wonder at all. But Moses, you'll see. This is, was, and will be a wonder forever. Watch what the Creator says about this wonder number two. And why number two? Because no other man represented Yahweh's name and brought Yahweh's name to the world like this man. Watch what it says. Numbers, the 12th chapter, the very first verse. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he married an Ethiopian woman. Now you notice it starts off about them speaking against this man. Because undoubtedly, just like our people today, they don't know how important the man was. And watch what it says in the second verse. And they said, has Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moshe? Has he not also by us? And Yahweh heard it. Now the man Moshe was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth, which should let you know why this man had the type of relationship with Yahweh like no other. Because there was no man as meek and as faithful as this man. Even though David was a man after Yahweh's heart, so he could make the various instruments. He can do the things that Yahweh loved because this was Yahweh's heart in the flesh doing the things that Yahweh would love. But when Yahweh wanted somebody to bring his name, he was looking for a man he wasn't looking for a man that just would kill for him. He was looking for a man that would humble himself before the people. And watch what it says. And Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moses, to Aaron, to Miriam. Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of the congregation. They three came out. And Yahweh came down in a pillar of a cloud, stood in the door of the tabernacle, called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known to him in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all my house. In other words, Yahweh never had to worry about Moses seeing him and then Moses drawing a picture of him or making some type of image of Yahweh. He never had to worry about Moses taking his name in vain, because Moses was the most faithful in Yahweh's house. So faithful, this is what Yahweh said about him in the 8th verse. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the likeness of Yahweh shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? In other words, there's nobody that come to me and sit before me, and I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and I don't speak to this man in dark speeches, you should be scared to talk to this man. You should be scared to approach this man. Because this is a man, undoubtedly, that I speak face to face to the extent that Yahweh said all the other prophets, I will speak to them in a dream. I will make myself known unto them in a dream and speak to them in a vision. But not him. Moses never had to fall asleep to get the word of Yahweh. Moses never had to sit and just meditate to see if Yahweh will come to him. Moses never had to just try to visualize Yahweh. No, when he wanted to visualize Yahweh, Yahweh will come down and show himself to Moses. This is how great of a miracle this man was and why. Because he is the one that Yahweh entrusted to bring his name to the world. What did Moses ask Yahweh when he sent him on his mission? He said, the people are going to ask me, what is your name? And what shall I tell them? And Yahweh gave it to him. And why did Yahweh give this to Moses? Watch what it says in the book of Exodus 33. Because I want you to see why this is such a miracle. Here's a man that brought us the law of Yahweh. And you don't know about him, and you don't know how much of a miracle that is, that Yahweh will use one man, not two, not three, but one, to bring to the world his law, his Torah, the five books of Moses. There is no one in the scriptures that have five books after them. And there is no one in the scriptures that have the law after them. Why would the Creator say about this Moses? And what do the law represent? What do the word represent? It's all established by his name. Watch this in the book of Exodus 33, the 11th verse. And Yahweh spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. That's how special he was. And he turned again into the camp. But the servant Joshua, the son of Nun, man departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto Yahweh, see, you say to me, bring up this speech. And you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name. And you have also found grace in my sight. A lot of people talking about they blessed or highly favored, but you don't see them. Yahweh doing nothing with these people. Anytime somebody very important found grace in the sight of Yahweh, you will see them ask Yahweh things, and Yahweh will grant it. Because they have found favor in the sight of Yahweh. And watch what Moses asks, because he had found grace in the sight of Yahweh. 13th verse. Now, therefore, I pray you, if I found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, the real you, Yahweh. I don't want to know the part of you. I don't want to know what I've been told about you. I want to know you, that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people. And he said, My presence shall go with you, and I'll give you rest. And he said to him, if your presence go not with me, carry us not up away. For wherein shall it be known here that I and your people have found grace in your sight? How is it going to be known? What is the evidence? Is it not in that you go with us? So shall we be separated, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Here it is. Our people want to be like everybody else. So what do? They look at the moon like everybody else, the sun like everybody else. They look at the world like everybody else. They looking at the signs of the world like everybody else. But Moses said, no, we want to be separated from all the people of the earth. We don't want to be like nobody else. We want to be separated from everybody else. We want to know you, Yahweh. And watch what Yahweh say to answer that. And Yahweh said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken. For you have found grace in my sight. And I know you by name. And he said, I beseech you, show me your glory. There's nobody in the whole entire scriptures asked to see the Most High glory, let alone seen the glory of Yahweh. They might have seen it in a vision. They might have seen it in a dream. But nobody stood before Yahweh and seen his glory. And look what Yahweh had to do to show Moses his glory. And what is the glory of Yahweh? Little do people know, the only reason why Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light, is because the glory of Yahweh is his essence. Yahweh is light. Light is all within him. And watch what it says. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. And what is Yahweh goodness? Light. And I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you. Because what did Moses bring? His name. And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And why was that needed to be said? Because that's the essence of Yahweh, his mercy, his goodness, his favor. And he said, you cannot see my face, but there shall no man see me and live. And so you got a lot of people running around. You can't see the face of Yahweh. Well, Moses never asked to see his face. He asked to see his glory. And the only reason he said, you can't see my face and live, because where do you think his glory come from? Watch what it says. And Yahweh said, behold, there's a place by me, and you shall stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass when my face passes by. No, it didn't say my face. It says while my glory passes by, that I will put you in a cleft of a rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Why? Because this is where his glory comes from. And no man never seen Yahweh's glory, and no man never even asked to see Yahweh's glory. The only one that would even think to ask such a thing is a sign or a wonder. And he was wonder number two. And the last thing I want you to see about this great wonder who brought Yahweh's name to the world. Because he just didn't bring Yahweh's name. Watch what this says in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter. Then we're going to get right into what we even came for. And that's wonder number three. But in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter, and we're talking about Yah's seven wonders. And why? Because nobody else is talking about it. They're not talking about his signs, his wonders, his miracles, his testimonies. The great things that Yahweh would do. Even though the scriptures tell us to talk about it. Watch what it says in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter. And look what it says in the fourth verse. Remember you the law of Moshe, my servant, which I commanded to him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and the judgments. Now you see how great this man was. The Almighty thought he was so great. He said, remember the law of Moses. Because who brought us the Moses. Who brought us his name? Moses. Who brought us the first five books that we must study and learn and do to come near unto Yahweh? Moses. Now, you see, Miriam and Aaron should have been scared to even question this man on the law. It is people question people on the law all the time, and they don't even study the law. And Yahweh don't even give them the insight of the law, but they would question someone who do have insight. And why? Just the same reason why Miriam and Aaron did it to Moses. Whatever that spirit is, that's what you got. But there's another wonder. It's seven. So we're going to talk about wonder number three. And what is a wonder? A miracle. A miracle that Yahweh would do with nobody else. No one else that he called the light of Israel, like King David. No one else, he said, was a man after his own heart, like King David. No one else Yahweh would use to bring his name to the world, like Moshe. No one else that Yahweh say is the most faithful and meekest man in his house, like Moses. And no one else did Yahweh use to bring all his words, all the books of Moses, his law. Not all his words, but the law. Moses. But what would Yahweh do with this third wonder, this third miracle? And what is this third miracle? Well, it's Abraham. But why Abraham? What was so big? What was so important? What was so miraculous about this man called Abraham? Well, let me show you. Even though David was great. Moses was great. But this Abraham, I can show you better than I can tell you. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 51. Won't you see this wonder number three? And what the third represents? Well, the third represents Yahweh's servant on earth. See, Yahweh, when he made the earth, he wanted a representative on earth that would represent him. And there was no greater representative on this entire earth than this man called Abraham. No greater representative. As great as Moses was, as great as David was, this is the one that Yahweh said, this is the one I want to represent me in the earth. So the whole earth would look at him and say, okay, this is who we should follow. Why do you think all the religions of the earth go back to Abraham? Because he was a representative of the Most High. How about all the religions, as diverse, different, contradictory they are to one another, how can they all trace back to one man? All the major religions anyway. Because this is how great this man is. So everybody want a piece of him. This is what it says in the book of Isaiah 51. And I can understand why they want a piece of him. Because he is the representative on earth. The third miracle, the third wonder that Yahweh will use to bring about the greatest family on earth. Watch what it says in Isaiah 51, the very first one verse. Listen to me, you that follow after righteousness. Now, the people that don't follow after righteousness, don't listen to me, because this ain't going to help you. This is only for those who follow after righteousness. You that seek Yahweh, watch what he says. Look unto the rock wherefrom you were hewn. In other words, there's a rock. A rock is used as a foundation, something that is solid and hard, that's very hard to break. Abraham was that rock. Watch what it says. Look unto the rock from where you were hewn, and the hole of the pit wherefrom you were dug. And if you don't know where your beginning is, a lot of people think their beginning is Adam. Then others think their beginning is Noah. But yeah, I see it. No, you better look again. Look at the rock from where I took you from, the hole of the pit from where I dug you from. And watch the second verse. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah that bore you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. In other words, Abraham and Sarah is the relationship, the couple, and the family that Yahweh wanted us to look to understand his righteousness. And not just his righteousness, all right things. There is no other man that represents Yahweh on earth like this man. And what is he representing? Not just Yahweh's righteousness, but how blessed you can actually be. In the book of Isaiah 41, since we in Isaiah, watch what the Creator says. Or watch what is said about this man Abraham. And I may add something that is said that is not said by any other man. In other words, the way Yahweh talked about this man, he don't even talk about another man like this, and watch what he says. Isaiah 41 and 8. But you, Israel, you my servant, are my servant, Yaakov, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. That's how beautiful, that's how blessed this man Abraham was. He was Yahweh's friend. Now, do you see why we got to look unto this rock? This was Yahweh's representative on earth. This is why he was the third wonder. And this is another reason why Yahweh will use him as the third miracle. Something that JC can't claim nothing. But this is what the world think about him. What was said about Abraham. And watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter. No man do the scriptures talk like this. No other individual. And why? Because this is a miracle. This is a wonder. Watch what it says. Genesis, the 12th chapter, the very first verse. Because you know what Yahweh will do on the third day. He will make the earth. But Yahweh wanted a representative in earth. It could have been Adam. It could have been Enoch. It could have been Methuselah. It could have been anybody. But no. It was Abraham. And watch what he says about Abraham in the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, the very first verse. Now Yahweh has said to Abram, get you out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. See how Yahweh talk about this man? And watch the type of blessing he will be. And I will bless them that bless you. And curse him that curse you. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. My goodness. What kind of man is this that Yahweh will use? Such a blessing that in all the families of the earth, and we got many families of the earth today, but if they desire to be blessed in the earth, they have to be blessed through his representative in the earth. And that is the family, the descendant, the special elect seed of Abraham. It began with Abraham, and then Yahweh will carry that blessing through a peculiar seed that came down to Isaac, that came down to Jacob, and then that followed on through the 12 tribes of Israel. But the corner headstone of this is Abraham. There is no blessing without him for no family, including Israel. Now you see why this man is a miracle. A great miracle. A wonder who Yahweh set in order that all of us might be blessed. Because none of us are blessed. unless it's through Abraham. So it's no wonder. Read this in the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter. Let me show you this. In the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter. And watch what it says. Let's look at the first verse so you can understand this. I want you to see this man, Abraham, how blessed he is, and how indeed no one else can fulfill the sign and the wonder of number three, the order of three, like this man. What is the third represent? The earth. It represents something separated and holy in the earth. So that's why you read this about this man. The first verse. And Abraham journeyed from there toward the south country, dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are but a dead man, for the woman which you have taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her and said, Yahweh, will you slay also a righteous nation? Said he not to me, she is my sister? And she, even she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands, I've done this. Elohim said to him in a dream, yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. For I also therefore permitted I you not to touch it. But watch the seventh verse. Because this where the miracle and the wonder come in. Now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. Do you realize the word prophet? This was the first time this word had been used in the scriptures with any man. And that was Abraham. Because he was Yahweh's first prophet out of his own mouth. That's number one. Number two, the word prophet was only used in the book of Genesis one time. And of course, that was about Abraham. But not only was he a prophet, watch what it says. A verse. I'll read that seventh verse again. Now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet. And he shall pray for you, and you shall live. And this is also a wonder. Because before this time, do you realize you are never, ever read before Abraham? Even though you hear great men, but you will never, ever read somebody praying for another man, and then they live. You can read somebody praying, period, before Abraham. And why would he pray? Because a prophet, what do you think a prophet do? And if you restore her not, truly die, you and all that are yours. This man was a prophet, the first man called a prophet in the earth. the first man, who the scriptures even talk about praying in the earth. But not only that, in the book, the 15th chapter, that man in the earth. And watch what it says. He not only was the first prophet, or called the first prophet in the earth, the first man who will pray in the earth, according to the word of Yahweh, whether they prayed or not. This is the first man that was told to pray for another man. Period. And watch what it says. The very first verse, Genesis 15. After these things, the word of Yahweh came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward." And that's the third thing. Do you realize in the scriptures, this is the very first time you will ever read where the word of Yahweh came to any man, anyone, anybody. And who was this man? Abram. No wonder he was the first man called a prophet. No wonder he was the first man to pray for somebody. Because he's the first man that Yahweh will bring his word to him in a vision. Which is the fourth thing. And not only he will bring it to him in a vision, you will see as we were going to read, also in a dream. Watch what it says. Second verse. And Abram said, Yahweh, what will you give me seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, behold, to me you have given no seed. And look, one born in my house is my heir, my heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came to him saying, because this never happened before, Abraham, this shall not be your heir, but he shall come, he that come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your seed be. And he believed in Yahweh, and he counted it to him for righteousness. This is why Yahweh said, look unto the rock from which you are hewn, the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look unto Abraham and Sarah, who bore you. Why? Because he's talking to individuals who following after righteousness. Watch what it says. And he said to him, seventh verse, I am Yahweh that brought you out of earth of the Chaldees to give you this land to inherit it. And he said, Yahweh, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said to him, take me a heifer 3 years old. And why three? Because that's what Yahweh's representatives in the earth that speak in his name. This is the number in which they're represented by. Three, the third, when he made the earth. And a she-goat of 3 years old, the order of three. And a ram of 3 years old, the number three. Why do you think this man is the third wonder? A turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took him all these, divided them in the middle, lay each piece one against another, but the birds he divided not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And behold, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. In other words, he began to dream. It was a nightmare. And what was the nightmare? The very thing that many of our people today is talking against. And why are they talking against this thing? When this thing came to the very first man that's called a prophet, to the very first man that received the word of Yahweh, to the very first man who will pray for anyone, to the very first man that even got a vision, and Yahweh will speak to them in a dream. And what did Yahweh speak to him? In the 13th verse. And he said to Abel, know for certain that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. There is no other people, period, on earth that have been taken out of their land through the act of captivity, through the act of slavery, and never returned. That only exists through one people and one people only, and that is Israel. And there's only one people today that can even claim that their existence, being in another land for 400 years, historically, is Israel. But everybody want to act like this is false. That this is a fairy tale, when this was prophecy from the very first man who was called a prophet. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. And our people don't want that. Our people want to stay slaves forever. So it's unlimited time. We don't know when we're going to be saved. We don't know when the count started. Therefore, we don't know when the count going to end. What kind of foolishness is that? You don't know this and you don't know that. No wonder you're not teaching about the signs and the wonders of Yahweh. Because the signs and the wonders is what tell you time. And time tell you purpose. Did not you see the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and let us read that. So you will know why we even teaching about the wonders and the order of Yahweh. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. No wonder these things are not being taught. No wonder these things are not being said. No wonder these things are not being brought out. No wonder nobody is looking at Israel. They looking at everything but Israel. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, watch what the Creator said. And yes, all this wisdom is Yahweh. To everything, the very first verse, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So where there's time, there's purpose. And to everything, there is a season. And there's a season for Israel to be delivered. And we're telling you about that season. Whether you believe it or not, Israel will be delivered. And also, this great man called Abram, who prophesied the very first thing about Israel. Let me show you something else that this man did in the earth that was never, ever done by any other man. Before him or after him. Watch what the Creator allowed this man to do in the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, to show you how much Yahweh loved his creation. When Yahweh made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, he said, he saw that everything that he made was very good. And since he thought it was very good, look what Yahweh would allow his representative on earth. His third wonder. Actually do. Genesis 18 and 1. And Yahweh appeared to him in the plains of Moriah. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, three men stood by him. And when he saw him, he ran to meet them from the door. And why did he do that? Was it three angels? The very first thing it says, and Yahweh appeared to him. So we know one of the three was Yahweh himself. And watch what it says. And said, my master, if now I have found favor in your sight, and didn't I tell you, when you found favor in the sight of Yahweh, you can ask Yahweh anything. Because now you found favor in his sight. And those who have found favor in his sight, they ask him anything. Things that they thought a God would never ever do. Like Moses, show me your glory. And what Yahweh said, you got it, man. Because you found favor in our sight. That's nothing for me to do. What did Abraham ask? Well, we're about to see. If now I found favor in your sight, pass not away, I pray you, from your servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet. Rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort you your hearts. And after that you shall pass on. For therefore have you come to your servant. And they said, so do as you have said. In other words, there is no other record that would take the time to allow another man to wash the feet of the Most High. Not because they were dirty. Not because of any unclean thing. Just to bring comfort and hospitality to them. Here it is. People want their feet done all the time. And why? Where do you think you get that from? That you want somebody to play with your feet? And do your toenails, and do paint your toes, and do all this little stuff to your feet. Where do you think you get that from? Did not Yahweh say, I made you in my image and my likeness? Won't your feet rub, and you want feet set in water, and put water on them? Well, that's what Abraham did for the angels and Yahweh himself. And then he would feed them. Watch what he says. And I know you think, man, nobody feeds Yahweh. Nobody plays with Yahweh's feet. You just don't know Yahweh. Because if you knew Yahweh and you trusted his word, you would know that I'm telling you the truth. But I know you don't trust in the word of Yahweh. This seems impossible. Ain't nothing impossible for Yahweh. Nothing too hard for him. He showed Moses the glory. You don't think he can allow a man to play with his feet? Watch what it says. Sixth verse. Abram, Ham hastened to the tent to Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal. Net it, make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran to the herd, fetched the cattle, calf, tender and good, and gave it to the young man. And he hurried to dress it. He took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. That's what this man, Abraham, Yahweh's representative on earth, his third wonder would do. And they said to him, where is Sarah your wife? And he said, behold. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in a tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed in herself, saying, after I have become old, shall I have pleasure? My master being old also? And Yahweh said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I truly bear a child, for I am old? Is anything too hard for Yahweh? And this is the point of the whole wonder and sign. Here it is. Yahweh is showing the world, showing his people, that ain't nothing too hard for him. Look what I'm doing with my servant, Abraham. How they, his wife is so old, but yet she's still bringing forth seed. Nobody think you can feed a God, but yet they feeding me. Nobody think you can touch my feet, but yet they washing my feet. And why do Yahweh want us to know these things? Because there's nothing too hard for Yahweh. And right now you're going so kind of things that you think are impossible, whether it's your health, whether it's your spirit, whether it's your work, your job, whatever it is, ain't nothing too hard for Yahweh. But you yourself have to become a sign and a wonder through Yahweh, because you can't do nothing without Yahweh. Unless Yahweh build a house, they that labor, labor in vain to build it. So everything is possible through Yahweh. But without Yahweh, nothing is possible. And this is the message that Yahweh wants you to know through his messenger, Abraham. Watch what it says. Is there anything too hard for Yahweh? At the time appointed, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. And what do you think Isaac means? It means laughter. Because he's a sign in of itself. Man, why they name you laughter? So when people hear the story, they will laugh also. Because Yahweh wants this wonder. Yahweh wants this miracle. Yahweh wants this thing told. And what do he want told? There's nothing too hard for him. He can do whatever he so desires. Watch what it says in the book of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter. In the book of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, show you how the other holy men fit this man Abraham. They will pray. Watch this. In Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, very first verse. Now in the 24th of this month, Nehemiah 9:1. Down in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, with sackcloth, and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, and stood and confessed their sins and their iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of Yahweh, their Elohim, 1/4 part of a day. And another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped Yahweh, their Elohim. Then stood up upon the stairs of the Levites, Yeshua, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Buna, Sherebiah, Bani, and Kaniah, and cried with a loud voice unto Yahweh the Elohim. Then the Levites, Yahshua, and Kamiel, and Bani, or Bani, Hashabaniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, Pethiah, said, stand up and bless Yahweh, your Elohim forever and ever, and blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You, even you, are Yahweh alone, because now they about to pray. You have made heaven, the heaven and the heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein. Serve them all, and the host of heaven worships you. You are Yahweh, the Elohim, who did choose Abram and brought him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gave him the name of Abraham. Found his heart faithful before you, made a covenant with him to give the land of life, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and have performed your words, for you are righteous. This is what Yahweh did for this Abraham. The only reason we got the best, the most glorious land on earth is of Abraham. Yahweh's third wonder. Yahweh's representative on earth. His prophet. The first man that he would call a prophet. Abraham. And to this man, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, do you see? Now, do you understand? And we ain't got to the 7th wonder yet. Yahweh. So until tomorrow, we love you. And so do I. Love you.